With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA. And I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, Steve, how honest is too honest?
Oh,
we'll get into that in just a little bit. Can't wait.
There's a limit.
Uh-huh. We'll see. Right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
Well, we're going to send this prank out, Shirley, to all the shoplifters in the world, all the shoplifters out there. This is for y'all. Yeah, people that steal. People that steal.
Why do they get a shout out?
Dedication. I'm so confused right now.
Hey, we got a retired one on this show. Y'all don't know about it, but that's okay. We ain't gonna talk about it. We ain't gonna talk about it. We ain't gonna talk. We ain't gonna bring it up. We ain't gonna
bring it up.
All right, this is the shoplifter. The shoplifter. Let's go, Cat Dog. Uh-huh. You was what?
When you throw a rock.
Come on, Kat, let's go.
Hello?
Yes, I'm trying to reach a Tanya, please.
This is she.
Hi, Tanya. My name is Daniel. I'm the head of store security here at your job.
Yes?
Listen, I'm trying to see, I know today's your day off. I'm looking at the schedule here. It seems that you don't come back in until Saturday. I'm trying to see if it's possible I can get you to come to the store. There's a bit of a situation I want to discuss with you. There's about $1,800 worth of merchandise missing from the store.
What?
It's about $1,800 worth of merchandise, and we definitely know that this is a in-house situation. This is not someone walking in shoplifting. This is definitely a in-house situation with employees who have evidently been shoplifting from the store, taking things, and we want to get down to the roots of the problem.
Okay, so what you calling me for?
Well, ma'am, it's been brought to my attention that there's a possibility that you may be part of this situation.
Part of the situation? I ain't no thief. I don't steal. You don't call my house accusing me of stealing. I ain't stole nothing from nobody.
Okay, well, hang on, ma'am. What I'm trying to do is just trying to...
Hang on, my... You trying to say I done stole something, and I ain't stole the thing.
Okay, wait just a second. Now... Do you have a sister named Cynthia?
Yeah, what about her?
Well, now, it seems that here on some of the footage that we have on camera, that it's a possibility that it seems like your sister's actually wearing some of the merchandise that we sell here in the store.
And okay, just because she wears something that we sell in the store don't mean that I stole it.
Well, we don't see where she's at. I've backed the footage up as far as I could. I don't see any footage of where she purchased this particular merchandise. And my assumption is maybe you gave it to her.
I ain't gave her and just because you don't see where somebody purchased it don't mean that it's been stolen.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to just get to the chase of this, Tanya. What I'm going to have to do is this. If I can't get you to come to the store, ma'am, and matter of fact, here's another question for you before I go any further. You have children at all, Tanya?
Yeah, I got children. Why?
Is it possible, because I'm missing a lot of baby merchandise as well. And
You know what? You really cruising for an this morning, okay? Because you don't call somebody on their off day accusing them of stealing.
Okay, here's what I got to do. Are you coming into the office so I can talk with you?
I'm not coming nowhere on my off day.
Well, then what's going to happen, Miss Tanya, is I'm going to have to actually come to your home, check your closet. I'm going to have to check your kids and see
you
if they're
do what?
Check and see if they're wearing merchandise that comes from this.
Come to my house if you want to, and they're going to take your ass up out of here in a body bag.
Excuse me?
You heard what I said. You heard what I said. You don't call nobody. I bust my ass at that store. I bust my ass at that store. You understand me? I work hard for y'all, okay?
You've been busting.
You don't call here accusing me of stealing. I ain't stole from nobody. I don't have to steal. That's why I work all day. You understand me?
I think you've been busting your butt taking stuff is what you've been doing.
I ain't took from nobody. You understand me? I do not steal.
I'm going to come over there. I'm checking your closets.
Things, but it ain't no thief. You understand?
And I'm checking your...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Babies is well, and I'm making...
You check my babies and see what happens. You put your hands on any damn thing in here and see what happens, okay?
I don't want to have to drag
you
your butt...
Come over here. Drag... Oh, you going to drag somebody? Oh, now you threatening me?
I don't want to drag you out of your house.
Security guard. You a tough security guard. You like your job that much? You willing to die for that, huh?
Who said anything about me dying?
I did. Come over here, and that's what's going to happen. That's what happens when you put people on their off day, you get hurt, okay? I get a couple of damn days off, and y'all going to call me with this bull.
So are you threatening me now?
I'm threatening you. Didn't you just call and say you was coming over here?
Yes,
bring
I did.
Your ass over here. Bring your Bring your ass security guard.
I'm
bring
on my Don't look. Let me tell you something.
Ass, okay?
Bring I can have you. I can have you brought up on charges. You know that?
Bring me up on charges and see what happens.
That's
bring
it.
Me up on charge. See if you get that far.
I'm on my way over there now to check you and your kids. You understand me?
Come over here to check me and my kids and see how they check your ass up out of here.
Let me tell you something.
You ain't got to tell me. You ain't got nothing to tell me. You ain't got nothing else to tell me, okay?
Why don't you go ahead and tell me what you took? Maybe I'll go light on you. I'll go light
you
on you.
You think I'm stupid or something? You sound like a damn fool. Why don't you tell me what you took? I ain't took
I bet you're teaching your little kids over there how to steal, too, aren't you?
What? What you teach your little ugly kids?
Hey, 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 hey. Now, you will
hey,
not.
Hey, don't call me with this on my off day.
Let me tell you one more. Are you listening to me? I got one more thing to say to you.
You ain't got nothing else to say to me.
Are you listening?
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked from your sister Cynthia.
Okay. So you and that broad want to play games, okay? Y'all want to play, right? Y'all got jokes. I got a joke for both of y'all, okay? Well, I'm around here taking care of her and all her little ugly kids, and she going to play with me and my off day.
She told me. She said, "That Tommy be pranking people. You can't nobody get me with that old crazy stuff. How come them people don't know somebody calling and tripping with this?" She told me you couldn't. You thought you couldn't be God.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Y'all got me. It's all good. Well, I love you. Love you, nephew Tommy. I got something
bugged like. All right. Let me ask you one more thing. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh. And there you have it. Any old shoplifters want to say anything right now? Anybody that used to shoplift in the past want to step up and say something?
The difference between shoplifting and surviving, those are two different things.
Let's hear
this. I never really called what I was doing with shoplifting. I was, you know.
Was you in a shop?
Just a grocery store, most of my stuff.
That's a shop. That's a shop.
No, it's a store.
Same thing.
Shopping
is not store lifting.
For clothes. I was grocery shopping without paying. I was creating jobs because I would fill the grocery cart up with stuff to hide the meat and the bread I had open to make my sandwich. And then I'd leave the grocery cart right there. Now, you got to get the young kids out of school to come in here and be able to put all these groceries back on the shelf.
You've made a sandwich in the store. You've done this.
In the grocery cart. Grocery cart full of groceries. Cat food in there, everything. Stuff I don't
cat
even want.
Cat food? You had a cat?
Yeah. No. Just make it look like I was shopping.
But you're eating your sandwiches.
Tear that bread open. Tear a whole pack of ham. Put that ham between four slices of bread, squirt some mustard on it, walk around that store. It took me a while to eat that whole pack of ham.
Yeah, but I was full.
And then I'd leave the grocery cart right there in the middle of the aisle and just walk out to my car.
The beverages.
I tell you what, it was hard to steal, though. My favorite was them white powdered donuts. It was hard because you'd have it around your mouth.
Evidence all on your fingers.
Big lips.
Very hard. You quit talking about somebody big lips, you know?
All right, look, it is time next for the Strawberry Letter. The subject is, how honest is too honest? We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.